Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm fascinated by this story because I think in the midst of the way we compete and how hard we compete and all those things, sometimes a deep breath is necessary. And sometimes a high school team can point that out to you. I went to the Hmong Academy because I kind of followed from afar this girls' basketball team. And I go, my God, they're getting beat bad all the time. And I'm going, why do they do this? Who plays on this team and why do they play on this team? And what I found was truly compelling story that I'll bring you Friday night on WCCO TV, but it can be narrated by their head coach, Brent Ness, who joins us now. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You and I have talked about this a couple of times. We've been out at your building a couple different times, and I say to you as the coach, I say, how do you get kids to play when they know that they're going to get beat by 20 or 30 most nights? And then I talked to some of the players, and I found this just kind of fascinating. Explain who these kids are that play for you and why they play.
So our school serves a lot of second and third generation and some first generation immigrants. So basketball is not necessarily in the blood, especially for the girls program. So our varsity team, we've got three players who played before COVID and a dozen players who have never played competitive basketball a day in their life. And that's kind of been just an ongoing thing. It's a revolving door of people coming out their junior, sophomore, senior year, having never played before.
And why do they want to go out?
You know, I've got to give a lot of credit to the girls. Like, we've set this standard of just having a good time out there. Like, we don't get down on ourselves. And I think that draws people in, that they can come onto the team. It's opening, it's welcoming, no matter what your skill level, to get out there. And then the word just kind of starts spreading.
And so they come out, and the expectations are relatively low in terms of wins and losses. How do they proceed from a competitive standpoint then? Do they say, we're going to have some fun, we're going to bond, we're going to try to learn the game? Do they want to just know how to play basketball? What is it they want?
I would say the knowing how to play basketball ranks pretty low on what they're looking for. They're looking to make friends. They're looking to get out there. They are competitive. Like, and the score might not be competitive, but when we're out on the court, we are setting goals. And that might be, you know, let's score 20 points. Let's close this, you know, gap. Let's hold them for a couple possessions. So we have to set small goals that aren't necessarily winning the game. And when that goal is set and they are very competitive, to do that. But like I said, we definitely have to adjust what we're shooting for. And then, you know, when you achieve those little goals, it hits home. Like, we have lost games and walked off the court in a better mood than the team that beat us because we hit that 20 points. And maybe we lost by 40, but we got the 20 points that we set out there to get.
The other piece of it that I find to be redeeming and interesting and important is that the connection that they form amongst each other. Basketball simply provides a platform because they end up in the same place at the same time. They may not be in the same neighborhood where they live, but basketball connects them, and it leads to foundationally some friendships that they just would not have without it.
Absolutely. At a charter school, you know, we don't pull from a local neighborhood. We're pulling from the entire metro area. And then we actually co-op with Agriculture Food Science Academy. So we've got a couple of girls coming over from there. And this is our first year with a co-op. And it made me a little nervous bringing in some people that I didn't know. But I shouldn't have been nervous. The friendships, the welcoming attitude that they have. And you and I talked about it earlier today, too. It goes beyond that. It goes to the other teams that we play. We played Hiawatha Academy, kind of our rival school. They're very, very similar population over there. They beat us on a buzzer beater, and instead of moping off the court, our girls actually went over there and exchanged Snapchat information with them.
That's what they said.
We're making friends everywhere. It's really interesting for me, too, because that's not what I come from. I come from, you know, a very competitive. You know, when you lose like that, that's going to stick with you for days at a time. And if, you know, it's so cliche to say you learn something from the students or from the players, but 100%. Like, I have learned to be a more gracious, I don't want to say loser, but a more gracious competitor, I guess, and leave the losses on the court when you're done, and you move on to the next thing.
Brent Ness is our guest head coach of the Hmong Academy girls basketball team. They've won just one game this season. And yet the players that I talk to, I say, explain, how would you explain this season? Now, we all know what would be conventional for most of us to say, well, it's been a tough year, and, you know, or the bounces didn't go away, whatever. And they say to a person, they say, oh, it's been great. It's been so much fun. And I think, yep. God, I wish I could get there, because there's the victory in sports, right? That's what sports are about, really. That's why we offer them at high school, because it's almost like another class on life. And to hear them say that without hesitation, because they have so moved the priorities of winning versus the priorities of experience, I wish they'd stand up in front of everybody on the stage, because it really, you know, I know everybody says, well, everybody gets a ribbon, I don't like it, but this is foundationally why we do this, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It is why we do it, and it's why we play sports too. I mean, a lot of these girls, you know, they're maybe more competitive when they play volleyball or when they play badminton, but just the fact that they're willing to take that risk, and that's one of the things we talk about with them and all of our students at our school, is like taking those good risks. You know, it's scary to go to college. It's scary to, you know, go away and do all that stuff. And there's good risks, and taking those things can have such big payoffs. And I think most of our girls would agree that taking that risk to come out to basketball, you know, I'm hoping that it really paid off for all of them.
Leaving their comfort zone is what they talk about, isn't it?
Yep.
And you embarrass yourself, but you know what? At the end of it, they say, I said, what would you tell a freshman that's thinking about going out? And they gave the reasons as to why they should go out, and it had nothing to do with winning and losing or scoring points. And I thought, isn't that awesome? And sometimes it takes kids to teach us, but I mean, isn't that awesome that the reasons they gave were like, man, get out here, find out about yourself, you'll meet these people, and all of a sudden you'll have friendships in the hallways, and these people that you go to school with become your friends, and now, you know, guess what, you got people you can lean on for your personal life because you shared a mm-hmm. basketball court with them, and I'm sure you've seen this repeated time and time again.
Yeah, and, you know, not to make it a bigger story than it needs to be, but it kind of goes back to your previous segment where you're talking about, you know, people getting out and finding negative influences, having that opportunity for positive influences inside the school, whether it's sports or, you know, we've started a bass fishing club and an esports club, having those things that, you know, a kid can find a home inside the school and make those connections, those positive connections that they can lean on for now and in the future.
Brent Ness, our guest. And Brent, as a coach, don't you find that everybody wants to be a part of a team and you just got to be real careful what team you select, because the team can be a gang. The team can be a bad influence. But everybody wants to be on a team, it seems to me.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And as much as I don't understand esports and bass fishing's not my thing, you know, if that is your thing, then let's get them a part of that team.
Yeah, whatever connects you and whatever makes you a better person and gives you self-esteem is the big one. Well, Brent, thank you very much for sharing with us. And it was fun to get to know you and a couple of the players out there. But keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure. I was glad to see you come and check out some of these other schools out there. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. It's fun to me because if we're really doing our job, it's not just about covering the headliners, and sometimes the best stories are found elsewhere. Brent Ness, head coach. We'll be signing on Friday night on our high school sports rally on WCCO-TV that, we shot the game. We did the interviews with the kids. You'll see what I mean. It's certainly not about quality. In terms of play, but it's about quality in terms of relationships and experience.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.